In an age in which time is of the essence, the drive-through can be a blessing. Literally. A Bucks County church is taking a cue from a handful of others around the country, offering drive-through prayer for anyone who feels like stopping by. WHYY's Mary Cummings Jordan drove to Ivyland to check it out.
Almshouse Road is a busy place during the afternoon rush hour as a steady stream of traffic speeds past St. John's Methodist Church. But every Wednesday, beginning at 4:30, a few cars slip out of the mad dash to pull over for prayer.
When someone drives into the driveway, a prayer team of two goes up to the car. We introduce ourselves to them by first names and ask for their first name. And then we ask them what they would like for us to pray with them about.
Ruth Portsline is pastoral associate at St. John's, and on this Wednesday, about a half dozen volunteers have set up a canopy in the Horseshoe driveway. The volunteers prepare with prayer.
Father, you are such a good and gracious and loving God. We know that you are with us every step of the way, and we're gathered here today, hopefully to spread your love that's so unconditionally given for free.
And then two, including Susan Paulsworth, pick up signs which say drive through prayer and stand by the road.
I'm the greeter. I stand out on the street.
Do people react to you out there?
Absolutely. Probably 90% plus wave, smile, thumbs up, yell out the window.
According to Ruth Portsline, there's never anything negative.
A man rolled his window down and waved at me and said, "That stuff really works, doesn't it?" And I said, "Yes, it does."
The volunteers are quick to laugh. But as you might expect, the moment can turn serious very quickly.
We've had situations where a teenager is a cutter, and the parents very worried about that. We have people going through divorce and are very upset about that, depression. And then you have people who are desperately trying to sell their home and haven't been able to do that, and we pray for them about that, too.
Before the drive-thru opened in July, volunteers prepared by meeting and talking over different situations they might encounter, engaging a psychologist for feedback. They've compiled a brochure with resources to offer to those dealing with abuse and other trauma. And the volunteers support each other as they help others face difficult situations.
Well, we care, and so therefore we get emotional, and these people are in need of prayer, so it's just kind of a... there's no way not to be whenever there's that much heartfelt going on.
The volunteers say people who stop by to pray come from all walks of life. This woman, who wished to remain anonymous, says she visits various churches.
I've been having a run of bad luck, so hopefully my little pull in here was... She thinks it might have a happy change for me, and I'm looking forward to it. I hope it works.
Another visitor, who identifies herself only as Ellen, says the drive-through has been on her mind.
I have seen the signs now for a couple of weeks, and today was a day that I could swing through. And I'm doing so especially because of my nephew, who needs to have surgery at Children's Hospital tomorrow.
In case you were wondering, volunteers do not pass the basket. Appreciative drivers have dropped off chocolate chip cookies and even a dozen roses. There's been some debate as to whether the ministry might continue through the ice and snow ahead. Pastor Janice Politi says volunteers will likely continue their work on Wednesdays despite the upcoming winter. And Ellen, the woman who worried about her nephew's surgery, is a fan.
I think the power of prayer works. And I've seen it work in my own family, and I figured it can't hurt to have a couple more on board.
Mary Cummings Jordan, WHYY News.